Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All righty. Carter Bryant filling in for the award-winning Rob Brown Show. Lonzo's behind the glass. It's a glorious Thursday. Coming up in about an hour, we'll talk to Chris Gordy, one of our favorite SEC personalities. But for right now, I want to talk about the ACC. And obviously, as a Clemson fan, you're kind of in a weird spot, right? You know you're the best team. You know you have the most talent. You know that the ACC is not looking that great right now. The only team right now, obviously, with an ACC win is Virginia Tech when they played North Carolina in the season opener. And a lot of us were expecting North Carolina to look great this year. And, and then a lot of us were expecting Miami to look great this year. And, the Alabama game, the hangover, whatever you want to call it. And then a lot of us were expecting Louisville. Is this the time for the Cardinals, the post-Lamar Jackson era? And no. Florida State, okay, season opening win versus the mighty Notre Dame, right? No. You lose that game in heartbreaking fashion, and then you lose another heartbreaker. By the way, both of these games were at home. And, of course, at the end of the game, your players are proposing to significant others after a historically bad defeat. Now, Lonzo, I know you saw that, right?
Yeah, we talked about that on the air, but you know, you got it planned out. I mean, if you go back on it, because chances are she had hints it was going to happen. You go back on it, then she thinks you're having second thoughts, and it could ruin the entire relationship if you don't go through with it.
Oh, man, don't do it. Don't do it. Not after an L like that. Don't do it. I understand that the kind thing to do.
No, you got to read the room. You got to say, listen, baby, this is the worst loss of my entire life, but it would be a bigger loss if I lost you. So will you marry me? I mean, you use the room, you use the loss to your advantage. But if you don't do it and she thought you were going to, it could ruin the whole thing for you and you might lose her forever.
So, look, Rob's in a happy relationship. Trust me, he posted about it on social media a time or two, right? And then, look, I get it. I'm in a happy relationship as well. I am not engaged to my current girlfriend right now. I love her to death, but I'm not. I played football. I just don't think I could do that after a loss. I just don't think. And I understand that you guys have already talked about it this week. And if you're a loyal listener to the show, we're bringing it back up. I just don't know if you could do that. I just don't know if I could talk myself into it. Now, she might have had family that flew in, and he had family that flew in. Just go do it at a restaurant. Go do it somewhere else. Don't do it on the field after you lost a game such as that one. But still, that is the least of Florida State's worries right now. Syracuse is 1-1. NC State's 1-1. Wake Forest and Boston College, really? Really? Are they really someone that's actually good? So, yeah, we're in this weird spot right now. If you're a Clemson fan, You had the big game against Georgia, and now you just legit, I understand the phrase, one game at a time, one game at a time, one game. I just don't know if they're going to lose. I just don't know. And the sad thing about it is I honestly don't know how good this Clemson team actually is. I don't think anyone really knows how good they are. And, you know, if they went out there, I know Mark Ryan is very vocal about this in the afternoon show, about if Clemson wins out, they'll be fine. Man, Lonzo, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if Clemson is in a win out and you're in type of situation.
Well, I've heard a lot of discussions about this both nationally and locally, and it's always a comparison: who's got the better shot of getting in, Clemson or Ohio State? And if they both go undefeated the rest of the way, Ohio State gets in, Clemson does not, because Ohio State's still got to play some really good teams in the Big Ten. Clemson's got nobody.
Nobody.
So what Clemson has to do is win out and hope Ohio State loses another game, and then they're in without a problem.
So here's what's really interesting about that, right? So let's go into an area where, you know, it's a little bit more into my expertise, right? Let's go back to 2019, okay? Now, Clemson had a really good team that year. They ended up playing LSU, arguably the best team of all time. I think they're the best team of all time. Once again, I'm an LSU fan, but you go look at the metrics, they're the best team of all time, right? Still, going into that college football playoff, though, Ohio State, even though they weren't playing, you know, they were still beating good teams, they didn't beat the teams that LSU were beating, right? And, of course, Ohio State lost to Clemson in the semifinals. But what was very interesting was Ohio State got that number one ranking because of a stat called game control, right? And basically game control is exactly what you would expect that stat to be, which is how much do you actually dominate a game? So I understand that there are a lot of old school college football fans, or just old school football fans, that say a win is a win, right? Well, guess what? That phrase is true in the NFL. That phrase is true in high school football. That phrase is essentially true in every single sport except college football, right? You know, we were talking about this at the end of the last hour, that magnitude matters, right? College football scarcity is really good. The regular season is a big deal. Only four teams get into the playoff. You've got to be undeniably good to get in, right? Well, that's the thing about Clemson, is from this point forward, if they blow the brakes off of every single team, that game control metric will kick in, even though the strength of schedule would still be up in the air. If they go and legit just destroy teams the rest of the way, they'll get in. They'll get in. Okay, I would feel more comfortable about that. But here's the thing. You as a Clemson fan has to ask yourself this question. Is DJ Uiagalelei someone that you think is going to play lights out from this week until the end of the season? Now look, he's a five-star. We obviously seen the talent. He got way too much blame for the Notre Dame loss last year, where he was fine, all things considered, going up against Ian Book on the other sideline and a great Notre Dame team. Clemson didn't just lose that game because they didn't have Trevor Lawrence. He is a really good quarterback. I just don't know, Lonzo, because look, if you're going to blow teams out the rest of the way, win by double digits the rest of the way, your quarterback, for the most part, has to be really, really good the rest of the way. I just think we're going to get a game where DJ Uiagalelei, I don't think it's going to be against Georgia Tech, it's going to be against one of these teams where he simply isn't going to play well, and the game will be a little bit more competitive than one would think.
Probably true, but I mean, Georgia's going to more than likely lose to Alabama.
Right.
And so you would have a one-loss Georgia team and probably a one-loss Clemson team and maybe a one-loss Ohio State team. And let's say you only have one slot. Out of those three, you're going to go with Georgia, probably.
Right,
yes. If it's I believe that DJ is going to get – and I'm no Clemson fan, trust me. But I believe that DJ is going to get better as the year goes on.
Right.
That he's going to continue to improve, and by the end of the year, he's going to be playing his best football. And I don't think he's going to be the problem.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? You know, there is just no wiggle room now for Clemson the rest of the way. None at all.
But they still play in the ACC. So how much wiggle room do you really need?
Right. And here's what's really fascinating about it, right? You then get into the debate whether or not scheduling Georgia at the beginning of the year is actually a good thing. And the answer to that is no. Okay? As great as it is to have that matchup, and when we get to a 12-team playoff, that is a good idea to play a really good team at the beginning of the year. But in a 4-team playoff, the one thing that I don't like, even though I am one of the staunchest 4 or 6 team and keep it that way kind of guys, the most important thing you can do in college football is not win games. That is not the most important thing. It is more important to avoid losses. And those are two completely different things, right? Because you can play loss avoidance if you don't schedule a Georgia in that week one matchup where it is week one, and you have no idea what your team is going to look like. Trust me, I'm going through that right now as an LSU fan, knowing in the past decade or so, LSU hasn't really been good in the season opening games where you're just a team right off the bat. You're not going through the communications. You're not going through the actual motions of playing an actual opponent instead of, you know, your own scrimmages that you have with your own practices. So it is very, very interesting when I look at that because, once again, I know we're looking forward for Clemson football, but for me, Lonzo, if I was an AD, I'm never scheduling a top five recruiter again for a season opener. But that's a fascinating thing about Clemson. That is not the case over the next decade.
I don't know. You know what? When it comes down to it, As a football fan, I want to see you play the best team you could possibly play. And I get your point. I absolutely get your point that it may hurt you in the long run. But if you win, it also helps you a great deal. So,
right.
And I don't think you pick a team. If you're Clemson, you don't pick a team like Georgia to play thinking you're going to lose. You think you're going to win, and it props up your your ACC schedule is pretty bad. So you play a perennial top 10 team like a Georgia or somebody like that, and you win, it helps to pad your stats.
So 2022, nobody really juicy. 2023, no one really juicy. But then in 2024, you play Georgia and Atlanta. 2025 and 2026, oh boy, you get the best home and home I've ever been more excited about. I've never been more excited about a home and home in my entire life, and it is a home and home, LSU, right? The Battle of the Death Valleys. One goes to one Death Valley one year, one goes to one Death Valley the next. Actual on campus, are you kidding me? On campus, home and homes, not some neutral site commercial BS. We actually get college football.
Hey, quit saying one Death Valley or the other. There's only one Death Valley, and it's in LSU. It's not in
Thank
Clemson.
Thank you.
Don't pander, Carter. Don't do that.
No. Because I didn't want to be that guy.
I don't have to be that guy. I am that guy. So I don't have a problem with it.
You're not that guy, pal. You know, here's the funny thing about that, right? I like it. Obviously, from just a college football fan, it was so cool to see those teams play the season opener, right? Still, it's better to avoid losses. It just is. I mean, because let's just say Clemson played nobody, right? And they were just playing Colorado or whoever in that season opener, and they went undefeated. Well, you're still getting in, right? There's no way they're not going to let undefeated Clemson get in. But The fascinating thing, once again, I defer to Mark Ryan, the all-knowing, powerful Mark Ryan. I believe he still feels this way. Now, I don't know, Alonzo. I hadn't checked in on old Mark in a second, but I know he feels like if Clemson wins out that they are going to get in. Am I right on that? I think he's pretty vocal about that.
I would never presume to know what Mark Ryan is thinking, so I cannot answer that question.
So, yeah, and I know he's really interested in who Florida is going to play at quarterback moving forward. Florida versus Alabama this weekend. Are you kidding me? Right? So 1-844-477-3776. My question to you, ESPN Upstate audience, do you think it's smart to play the season opening games against Power 5 competition? I mean, and I mean elite Power 5 competition, right? You know, what if South Carolina had Ohio State on the schedule next year? What if? Anyway, coming up in just a moment, I do want to touch on one NFL story. I know we got to get our fantasy lineups all set in, but something happened to me with a South Carolina legend this past weekend that made me go nuts, and it cost me potentially a pretty penny. You're going to love it, Gamecock Nation. It's ESPN Upstart.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, yes. Love that promo, baby. I'm still waiting on my certificate as the relief pitcher for the Rob Brown Show, the award-winning, the trophy-winning, the certificate-winning show on ESPN Upstate. Got to shout out Rob. He's actually listening to us today. Agree with the avoiding losses, but earning great W's is big, too. Oregon jumped Clemson because they beat Ohio State, but if they beat Miami of Ohio, they ain't where they are. I like that, using the word ain't. You see, you can get away with 9 words if you are an award-winning South Carolina Broadcaster Association show. Do you notice that? You can have bad grammar if you're the award-winning show. Isn't that right, Lonzo?
Well, I disagree with you, Carter, because ain't is actually in the dictionary now. So
is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Look it up.
And people talk about everything that's going wrong in society. I grew up in a world where I was taught that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, and guess what? It still is. But there are other things that bother me. Pluto's not a planet. Really?
No, I believe it's back to being a planet now, but it's a dwarf planet.
What? Number one, Lonzo, what kind of life do you live to know all these random facts? It's kind of like you've done radio your whole life, and you look at all these random facts to share with listeners. How do you know all this?
Well, a couple of things. I could be making it up because I am a radio professional, or I'm just a big nerd, which is actually the case.
Yeah. I mean, goodness, who knows that it was a planet, yet it wasn't a planet, now it's a dwarf planet, and now ain't is actually a word, right? Really? Anyway.
Well, if you go by the Urban Dictionary, there are a lot of words that are words.
Yeah, and those words have different meanings in the Urban Dictionary sometimes as well. Now, I'll share with you this, okay? Once again, I know in the South we are more college football fans. I'm a college football guy. I do college football shows full-time on YouTube, and I still love, obviously, radio, and I just love everything sports, right? What's very interesting right now is we're in a period where the intersection of a lot of different aspects of sports are going to start to converge, right? So I'm actually going to give the listeners a little extra something here, Lonzo, because guess what? I'm a sports nerd, right? I love every last little sport. When the Olympics are on, it's my favorite time of the year because I watch – you know, I'll watch water polo. I'll watch volleyball. I'll watch all these different sports that aren't in the mainstream and get really into it. But I'm about to introduce something that I think is going to be huge in the mainstream over the next decade. And I'm sure you guys have touched on it on the show before, is NFTs and sports cards, right? So you hear all the time about NFTs, non-fungible tokens, and you see Tom Brady launching his own NFT company. You see all these athletes, you know, launching their own NFTs. Well, now sports cards obviously have gotten big, and I'm huge into sports cards. It's my favorite thing to do when I'm not doing my full-time job. I've launched a sports football card podcast, and a player that I invested in, a guy that I think will end up being a really big-time player, is actually a South Carolina Gamecock in Bryan Edwards, okay? So, Lonzo, I don't know how familiar you were with Bryan Edwards, but I'm pretty sure you followed him pretty closely at South Carolina, correct?
I did, yes.
So, dude, I am a huge Bryan Edwards fan. I think he's really good. I think his draft stock was hurt, obviously, because of the injury. And Bryan Edwards is one of those cases where, like, if you're a South Carolina diehard, you're able to just go to all your friends and say, look, I know Jamar Chase is out there. I know Devonta Smith. And this was actually a little bit after Bryan Edwards. But go back a few years. So Jerry Jeudy, whoever. But you always knew in your heart of hearts that if Bryan Edwards was fully healthy, this dude is a freak. He is an elite athlete. He's got elite traits to be a really good wide receiver. So what I did was I was like, okay, Bryan Edwards is going to be a pretty big star in the NFL, or he's going to be really good. So I bought a bunch of Bryan Edwards cards for really cheap. I really did. I bought a bunch of his rookies, and what happened was this past weekend, I did one of these eBay auctions to sell the card, and I actually scheduled the eBay auction to end at 10:30 Central, okay, so 11:30 Eastern, right? And guess what happened, Lonzo? Bryan Edwards was doing nothing. nothing in the Monday Night Football game. My auction ended. My card sold for like $5 or something like that. And right after the auction ended, guess what happened? They started actually throwing Bryan Edwards the ball. Instead of targeting Darren Waller 30 times, Eli and Peyton Manning were talking about it. They're like, is there another wide receiver on this team not named Darren Waller? And I understand Hunter Renfrow's solid, but and he's going to be a great pro, and he's been a decent pro up to this point. But am I wrong in thinking, Lonzo, that Bryan Edwards has what it takes to be a special NFL wide receiver?
Well, one thing is maybe next time schedule the auction at the end of the game.
It was 10:30 Central. These games last too long because
it did get, it did go into overtime too. So yeah, I get it, but still,
yes. And okay,
what are you like 75? You can't stay up past 10:30?
No, I just thought that the game would end by 10:30. Now, games shouldn't be 3.5 hours long. But no, here's what happens. It's like there's these people that buy on impulse. This is something you shouldn't do in sports cards if you're a beginner or whatever. Is you when you see someone make a ridiculous catch, because as many of you know, Bryan Edwards, like when he makes a catch, more often than not, it's going to be impressive. Like he just looks like an NFL wide receiver. He's shredded. He's just a freak, right? I just feel like Bryan Edwards is just one of those guys that was going to make like a big-time catch in that game, and everyone was just going to be like, okay, I got to get the special Bryan Edwards card. And guess what happened? I had the red cracked ice Bryan Edwards rookie, okay? I know that sounds like super nerdy, whatever, but it's a good rookie. It's a good rookie variation. And it sold, I think, like $5 or $6. But if I would have just ended it a little bit later, it would have gone up to like $20 or $25. Potentially. So I'm an idiot, Lonzo. I should have given Bryan Edwards more time. But you know who I blame? You know who I blame, Lonzo? Mr. Spider 2Y Banana himself. Mr. Frank Caliendo was better at being you than you are being you. You know who I'm talking about. John Gruden. Why do you wait till the end of the game to tell Derek Carr to throw the ball to Bryan Edwards that late?
Why don't you blame Derek Carr? Because maybe it's not the coach's fault. Maybe it is the quarterback for not seeing that Edwards is open, or maybe Edwards didn't get open till that point. Did you make a profit off the card though?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I did.
You just could have made a bigger profit. Okay,
it could have been bigger. It could have been bigger. And that's the thing. Like, I'm a Bryan Edwards stan, guys. I am. I'm a believer, and I know that this is kind of a weird thing, right? Because if Bryan Edwards plays, that means fewer snaps and targets will go to, obviously, everyone's favorite receiver in this area is probably Hunter Renfrow, right? Caught the most legendary pass in Clemson history, Hunter Renfrow. I like Hunter Renfrow. Obviously, they're two different type of wide receivers. That offense is just so strange, right? With Darren Waller being the freak of nature and obviously the story that he has. Here's my thing, man. If I were to ask you a question right now, okay, and I understand that this is a lot of NFL talk, but if you were to choose a wide receiver between these two, Lonzo, for the next 3 years, are you taking Bryan Edwards or Hunter Renfrow?
That's tough. It really is, because Hunter Renfrow, that dude is always open. And he's
always open, right?
And he's because he runs precise routes. He rarely drops the ball. But the position he plays, he's got a better shot at getting injured. So I'm going to go with Edwards for that reason.
Okay. So here's the juicier question, Lonzo. Are we due for a break? Is it break? Is it time for a break? Because I might do one of these.
Yeah, it's time for a break.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Okay. I want to let this simmer for a second. Okay. I'm going to ask you the big question, right? Because Hunter Renfrow plays a different position than Bryan Edwards, okay? Would you rather have Bryan Edwards or Henry Ruggs, the actual first round pick? Okay, now let that simmer for a second, Lonzo. I want to know what you guys think about this, right? I just don't think Bryan Edwards and Hunter Renfrow, you know, are similar. So coming up after the break, send in your tweets. I've done a bad job of this. Send me a tweet at Carter the Power. Who are you taking right now over the next 5 years in the NFL? Bryan Edwards or Henry Ruggs? Okay. It's ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, so I know I'm in South Carolina country, but I do have a few Bama fans hitting me up. Are you freaking kidding me? Henry Ruggs all day. But honestly, okay, Henry Ruggs or Bryan Edwards? I feel as if the Bryan Edwards versus Hunter Renfrow chat will obviously, I just don't want to do it because I don't want fan bases to start fighting. Because I did get a DM from someone. I'm a Clemson fan, but just based on upside, I think Bryan Edwards can be that guy. Okay. That was Tim. Thank you for the tweet right there. So, look, I got another one here. This is Seth. He says, Carter, I got to go with Henry Ruggs simply because of the speed. And that's true. Okay, Bryan Edwards coming out ran a 4.53 40-yard dash. According to PlayerProfiler.com, that's in the 57th percentile. So he's not a blazer per se. But, you know, you look at some of the best wide receivers of all time, some of them were blazers and some of them weren't. What I'm talking about, though, is Bryan Edwards or Henry Ruggs. I understand, Lonzo, you're not as big of an NFL guy as you are college, but you are familiar with both of these wide receivers and what they've done so far in the NFL. Who would you choose moving forward as the best wide receiver for the Raiders?
Well, first of all, I don't like correcting hosts. I would never do such a thing. But NFL is, it's me first. NFL, oh. College football second. So,
oh, my bad. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's cool. Hey, we've worked together, what, a total of probably 10 times in a couple of years. So, I mean,
well, you love college so much. I didn't know you were an NFL stan.
Oh, yeah.
My bad.
Definitely NFL guy. Kansas City Chiefs all the way. And okay. Panthers my second team. So, The thing is, Edwards has a better shot, I think, because he's not going to be the primary receiver. So he's not going to take as much punishment as Ruggs will, and he's not going to get all the attention that Ruggs will, which will give him better shots to be open like he was late in the game Monday night. And let's face it, I also pull for the Gamecocks, so of course I'm going to be on that side.
Right.
I don't hate Alabama either. But, you know, if it's kind of 50-50, I'm going to lean towards where I lean.
So, Henry Ruggs, 4.27 40-yard dash. You know, his speed is just ridiculous, right? I always thought he was the fourth best out of those four Bama wide receivers. And it's kind of ironic that I believe outside of Waddle, I think Waddle was a top 10 pick. Ruggs was the second highest pick out of all those. And I'm going to lean Bryan Edwards just because I am a Bryan Edwards stan. And this was, you know, way, way, way before I started, you know, doing these shows. I just always liked him coming out, even though he's not, like, the most athletic guy in the world. Once again, 4.53, 32.25, but he's 6'3". So he kind of sort of is an athletic freak. And, you know, you look at his catch on Monday Night Football, a back shoulder catch. You know, I'm all about that, baby. So I am going to lean Bryan Edwards just by a hair. But I've always just never really understood the hype with Henry Ruggs. I think he's decent. Obviously, you know, he's a field stretcher, but still. But, you know, going back to the last segment, it is so interesting that all of this stuff is starting to come together. Like, there is, you know, this disdain towards sports collecting, that it's just for, you know, the nerds. It's for, and guess what? There's a lot of us nerds that are in sports collecting. But it is interesting that, you know, the big sports companies, big sports card companies were bought out by Fanatics, and that's starting to converge now more in the mainstream. Sports betting has just been far more mainstream as well. You know, on the show today, you know, we were talking about point spreads and all of that. It seems as if a lot of these things are just consolidating, I guess you could say, as far as, you know, not only, you know, sports betting just, you know, amongst sports radio listeners, but just the mainstream, right? You know, this was always so fascinating to me, Lonzo, where sports broadcasters at the end of games, obviously Brent Musburger was never afraid to hide it. He could probably get away with it a little bit more because he's Brent freaking Musburger. But at the end of games, I don't know why sports broadcasters shy away from talking about the point spreads or the over-unders, because guess what? A lot of these blowouts that we have in college football would be so much more compelling if the sports broadcasters mention that, oh, okay, this final touchdown here could potentially cover the spread. I would love college sports so much more if they brought that up.
Well, I think they're worried that people will think that they actually bet on the game that they're broadcasting, right? And it would look bad on, maybe from an integrity standpoint.
It's college football, though. College football and integrity sometimes don't go hand in hand. There's obviously a lot of good, but also, like, I don't know. I just think with all these major companies partnering with all these major sports books, which I think is a good thing, in moderation, of course, I just think games would be that much more compelling. Outside of course, you know, some broadcasters will hint. I don't know, you've seen this as well, Lonzo, where they'll give you a little wink, wink. They'll be like, well, that touchdown definitely went over some of your heads. You know, they'll make like a corny joke about it. But it's kind of like, man, just say it. Just say that touchdown covered the spread. I just don't think people will melt down, right? But what do I know? 1-844-477-3776. You could send me a tweet as well. I threw up a little poll, who will have the better pro career. And so far, with over 80% of the votes up to this point, Bryan Edwards, compared to Henry Ruggs, is actually winning this poll right now. Coming up in just a second, we'll wrap up the hour. I'll give you one college football game on the national level that I am excited to see this weekend. It's Upstate.
Welcome to the club. Join the Rob Brown Lockdown on Twitter. Tweet at the Rob Brown Show on the Upstate Sports Leader. ESPN Upstate.
It's been a fun show. The award-winning Rob Brown Show. He's Lonzo behind the glass. My name's Carter. You can follow me on Twitter at CarterThePower, full-time YouTuber, lifelong radio host. So happy to be with you today. I found this to be so interesting in the world of sports, right? You know, we spend so much time talking NFL and college, and we're right in the smack dab part of the football season. I do find it very interesting. When I look at the college football national slate this weekend, because look, most of you, and I say most of you, don't actually go to the games. The most fascinating thing that I've learned, building a YouTube channel is that there are fans of every single college football team, not only around the country, but around the world. Okay. You would be shocked, and Lonzo, I'm sure you guys get messages all the time of the amount of people that can fall in love with your show that don't live in the upstate region, that have never even been to the state of South Carolina. And the one thing I find interesting, Lonzo, is these college brands have a little bit more weight outside of the regionalism that's often associated with the sport. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and a lot of it, I mean, doesn't necessarily have to do with the team itself. Sometimes it could just be the colors that people right. like. It gets them into the team because they live in a place where there isn't a team, and they love a sport, and they want to follow somebody, and they're like, yeah, I like that color. And then they start getting into the team before they know it, they're hooked.
And that's the thing, man. I know college football gets associated with regionalism all the time, right? That, you know, the South Carolina and Clemson fans are only in South Carolina. I once again, I don't look at the numbers and metrics of where your online listeners are. By the way, you can always listen ESPNUpstate.com, part of the Odyssey Network. You can always listen on that. You can, no matter where you are. And look, I totally understand that. But these brands do stretch a little bit wider. And what I think sometimes we do as fans, especially if you live in the region of the country, you're just always around it. When there are so many fans that never even come to the state, they've never been to Williams-Brice. They've never been to Death Valley. They've never been to any of these venues. It's a higher number than you would expect. That's one thing that I've really learned. And the fascinating thing about it is I look at the national college football slate. I think two teams that have fan bases from all around the world is Alabama and Florida. You know, this is one of the rare instances where we actually see them play. And obviously, you know, you had the iconic SEC championship games that they had earlier in the decade. It was over a decade, the Tebow years, right? The Tebow and the Mark Ingrams and all of that. And obviously, you know, since then, Alabama's just dominated this matchup. I just don't find this matchup to be all that compelling, right? Even though there are going to be a lot of eyeballs in this matchup, and even though both of these teams have international fan bases, I just don't think it's going to be compelling at all. I just think Alabama's going to blow them out. I think the most fascinating national college football game of this weekend is actually two of them. Virginia and North Carolina. Ironically, North Carolina, this is kind of shocking to me. They're still ranked. I think Virginia can easily cover the 8 and just win this outright because North Carolina's looked so bad. And then another game I like a lot is Fresno versus UCLA. Even though that's all the way on the West Coast, is UCLA for real? I'll tell you next on Upstart.
ESPN Upstate, WYRD Greenville, WORD Spartanburg, WFBC FM HD3.
My bad, I started music.
An Odyssey station.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.